FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. The date is July 20th, 2016. And, well, is it Deutsche Bank's final stand? And what will they think of next? Well, here is Andrew Hoffman to discuss the latest happenings. Andy, your internet's down, but thank goodness for public Wi-Fi, huh?
Yep, I survived this morning. It's been a long one thus far, and I'm just happy to get to this podcast on this day where, you know, Kerry, I really, really thought we had the cartel just a week or two ago. I mean, they were so close. We had the record high short position, the prices surging, people finally starting to not believe the ridiculous jobs numbers, and somehow the turning point that they turned this back around of all things is Ben Bernanke going to Japan to help launch, and that's probably the first thing he's done aside from those like AARP commercials in the past 2 years, to help Shinzo Abe launch $100 billion helicopter money policy. I mean, you can't think of a more bullish event for precious metals, and yet they were able to turn the markets around, and unbelievably, the Dow is up 8 days in a row. It's like biggest winning streak in years, and I mean, you look around you, and the news is just horrible, aside from the fact that they're going to print more money. Look at the oil price. I've been talking forever about how there's no way it should have ever come back. The oil PPT was created just to push prices up because of all the defaults that were going to result at those lower oil price levels, which, by the way, we've had anyway. And look at oil prices. They're crashing again. Commodity prices are crashing again. The euro is about to crash below the 1.10 level, which we haven't seen in a long time now. And, you know, all these currencies around the world are falling apart. The news is terrible. I mean, if anyone tries to paint this Turkish coup attempt or whatever you want to call it as anything other than a catastrophic geopolitical blow to those looking for peace in the Middle East and Europe, and migrancy crises and anti-euro referendums. I mean, you couldn't think of a more bearish scenario and more bullish for precious metals. And then, of course, we haven't even talked about Deutsche Bank downgraded yesterday, or their outlook was downgraded to negative. LOL, you know, they were stable until yesterday. Right. I mean, the stock keeps falling no matter how high they try to push the rest of the stock markets up. And here in precious metals, the lands, we've seen it surging demand around the world. Currency's crashing. People are terrified. Mm-hmm. And yet we have this kind of strange bubble the last 2 weeks where they've gotten precious metal paper prices to fall and stock prices to rise.
Mm. Isn't it great, huh? They could just
Just going to college. Remember, it was only a year ago, almost to the day. I think it was around July 20th. Of last year, if you remember, it was a Sunday night in the middle of the summer. There was absolutely nothing going on, and gold suddenly on Sunday night was hit for $52 in 10 minutes for absolutely no reason. And that's what catalyzed the beginning of the biggest 3 month surge in buying that we've seen at Miles Franklin in history. It would have been bigger in 2008, except we ran out of supply completely. But we had major supply shortages from mid July through mid September as a result, and there wasn't even a real crisis going on, as opposed to right now where the whole world is falling apart. So I think if, you know, this gambit, you know, they tried it once back in May. They said, oh, we're going to raise interest rates and, you know, we'll hit gold while we're saying it, so maybe we can cover our shorts. And it didn't work. Gold went from 1300 to 1200, and then it was right back at 1300 in a blink. And here we are at 1315. And, you know, even after the hit, silver is 940, you know, even after this, are they going to be able to cover their shorts this time around? This time based on nothing. They don't even have the we're going to raise rates thing going on. It's just like we're going to smash prices. Helicopter money, collapsing commodities and currencies, Turkey, doesn't matter. We're just going to do it and assume that we're going to be able to cover our shorts. I don't think they're going to be able to. And I think the physical demand is going to explode here. Again, I mean, think about all the hundreds of millions of people in Europe who are looking at the euro collapse today. In fact, it may go under 1.1 as we're talking here. It's 1.0003 or something. All the people in England, they're watching their currency fall again. And remember, the manipulation of currency, of gold and silver, basically centers in Europe. I mean, in London. So the fact that you're seeing pound and euro price gold near their all-time highs within maybe, I don't know, 12 or 14% shows you how much the powers that be's game is falling apart right now. In fact, we were talking before this call, just before this call, we saw the headline go out on Zero Hedge. The head of HSBC's foreign exchange trading was arrested at JFK Airport for rigging currency market. And as we all know, HSBC is carry the custodian of what security?
I think it's SLV, if memory serves me.
Nope, GLD. JP Morgan's custodian of SLV.
Right. Yes.
So again, I mean, it's right out in front of your face. And look at Deutsche Bank collapsing. Deutsche Bank would to be rigging the price of gold and silver just a few months ago, et cetera. So again, I'm betting that this whole gambit will fail. I mean, yes, they can try to hyperinflate stock markets like in Venezuela,
yeah.
But I don't think we're there yet. Right now, we're simply at like three or four standard deviations. The average of valuations. I mean, the earnings are collapsing. Now the commodities are falling. I mean, look, just the fact that oil's gone from 50 back down, it's 43.88 as we speak right now. That alone is going to cause a massive tremor across corporate earnings that have already been falling for, what, 5 quarters in a row? And they got record high stock prices. I mean, you know, I'm looking at a company like Netflix, you know, the fangs.
Yeah.
Collapsing. I mean, it's crazy what's going on in the world. And frankly, I wrote last week about it. I think the end game is for the stock market's hyperinflation. I don't think, based on what we're seeing right here, I don't think there's any way that they will ever let the stock market fall in nominal terms. But, you know, we're talking about, I don't invest in the stock market. I invest in real physical gold and silver, which has the, you know, as tight a physical supply scenario as you've seen in some time. I remember this is the first time that this year, really, that I could think of that we've had a major, well, yeah, we had one in May, but that was before the Brexit, of a significant drop in prices. And I think, especially in this post-Brexit world where the currencies are really, really falling, especially now that oil is falling again, it's hard to believe we're not going to see that major supply response that I've been expecting all year.
Yeah. I mean, what else can happen here? Let's face it. We're running out of options very quickly here, Andy, and it's just a matter of time till it all comes undone. And then where are we going to be here? We're going to break down into total chaos, Andy? I mean, is that what's going to happen? You thinking?
Well, you know, I don't really talk about those type of things. I try to focus on the finances, because the one thing I do know is going to happen is you will continue to see currencies fall. And again, today I wrote my article. It'll be out in what I'm saying is you break it down to the simplest things. If anyone is worried about gold and silver, you know, forget about the supply and demand. Just break it down to the simple. Currencies will continue to fall because we're in the final stages of a Ponzi scheme. I mean, look, the Bank of England, you had the head of the Bank of England or the chief economist come out this weekend. Again, another reason why gold and silver are being hit, right? He said, we will fully muscularly, which is a
whatever the hell
very
that
British
means.
Word. I've never heard
the
that.
Hell does that mean? Muscularly.
It means they're going to take their interest rate from 0.5% down to 0.
Yeah.
This is what you do around the world. You weaken currencies. How about the yen? They're so worried that the yen hasn't been weakening enough. Well, what do you think they're going to do when the helicopter money doesn't work? What about when the euro really starts to fall apart and you have really negative interest rates? What's the EC going to do then? And what's the Fed going to do now that the dollar, as I predicted and I've been screaming it for years, the dollar will keep exploding higher as this crisis goes on. It's going to kill the United States corporate earnings even more. It's going to kill our import-export situation even more. Exports will completely die. And all that debt that has to be paid back in U.S. dollars from around the world will make currencies fall further. And again, to take it to the simplest thing, the article I wrote this morning, which everyone must read, it'll be out in an hour or so, is called It's the Inflation Stupid, which is quite apropos, given that Trump just got his nomination yesterday, principally based on It's the Economy Stupid. But in this case, it's the inflation stupid. All that money printing, for all the reasons that I just talked about and have been talking about, will only continue to cause the cost of living to increase around the world. In fact, I was writing today about dental insurance. I've never had insurance before. But, you know, upon our family's gone to the dentist this week, all of us, and we're like, oh my God, the cost of the simplest things is going up so much that we have to insure ourselves against catastrophic procedures in the way people used to think only about medical procedures.
Yeah,
and even then, you know what these guys do? You know what these guys are doing, Carrie? To get dental insurance now, you have to wait. Like, let's say you may need a root canal or something.
Yeah.
You have to wait 18 months from the time that you start paying premiums before they'll even pay you
a
benefit.
Yeah.
And they'll still only pay you 40% of the cost.
Really?
So again, anyone who's saying that there's deflation of anything, the cost of living is literally exploding. Rent, insurance, healthcare, in many cases, food, education, everything is going up that you need to live on. Not the things that, you know, not the price of an iPhone, but everything that you need to live on will keep exploding as currencies are hyperinflated.
It definitely pays to be stupid now, that's for sure. We know that.
I probably be dressed.
Well, anyway, Andy, the quality problems here persist, so we'll let you go. But you need to be aware of this, guys, because it's happening right before your very eyes. The very things you thought were impossible just mere weeks, months, a couple of years ago are now happening as we told you they would. So, hey. Go over to milesfranklin.com, subscribe to Andy's daily missive, and stay informed. Go over to financialsurvivalnetwork.com, subscribe to our free newsletter. Check out our daily dragnet of articles dealing with these very topics. Hey, I'm going away again, Andy, I'm going to the Sprott Conference over in Vancouver. Rickards is going to be there, a bunch of other people.
And Andy Shechtman.
Yeah, and Andy Shechtman is going to be there as well. So we will check in with Andy. I'm going to, I'm stopping off in Minnesota just very briefly. There's five states, including Minnesota, that I haven't been to before that I want to hit all 57 states eventually in the U.S. That's a oblique reference to our president who once said that he had been to all 57 states. So,
well, if you're there, you might as well stop at Miles Franklin's home office in Minneapolis. And remember, people, Minnesota is the only state in the entire union that regulates precious metal dealers.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to have happen what happened with Tolving or Bullion Direct or Northwest Territory Mint, perhaps you should give Miles Franklin a call, 800-822-8080.
Yeah. You always say I do good segues. That was a good segue there, Andy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'll try to stop in, but I don't know if I'm going to leave too early. I get in at night. I don't know if I'm going to leave too early the next morning. I'm going to go see Captain Capitalism, Aaron Clary.
But if I don't say hi for me, good man.
I will. If I don't leave too early the next morning, then I'm going to stop by and say hi. Otherwise, I'll see Andy in Vancouver. So I'm going to South Dakota, North Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming, and Minnesota. I've never been to Minnesota other than to go through the airport. And I hear there's a great steakhouse in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. So I want to check that out as well.
Actually,
so,
I think I have six states that I haven't gone to. I think there's Alaska, Kentucky,
Kentucky,
the Dakotas, Arkansas, and maybe one other.
Well, Arkansas, to Arkansas listeners, honestly, if you missed Arkansas, you wouldn't be missing out that much. Same here, Alaska, Kentucky, and those five states. So I will be in 48 states. So next year I'll hit Alaska and I'll hit Kentucky sometime during the year. I want to go to the Derby next year when it runs, because I hear that's really a gas. So so any FSN listeners up there in the Dakotas, Wyoming, Montana, shoot me an email at kl@kerrylutz.com. If I've got time, we can stop, have lunch, and chit chat. So Andy, I will be doing interviews, a few from the road. I'll be doing tons of interviews from the Sprott Conference, and we will catch up with you next week, Andy. I'll give you a road progress report. All right. Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, get your internet back up. All right. You be well.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.